Hey, everybody, you're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody. So you know who I am. I'm your pusher. Yo, Plant Pusher. Okay, and I'm excited because today on Plant Pusher, I cannot wait to talk to you more about a plant that I love. I use every single day. It is always in my arsenal, and it is spirulina. Okay? Sounds beautiful. Sounds amazing. But it's nothing but a handful of magnificent greens. So I'm really excited because I love spirulina. It has so many uses and so many benefits. I use it with my family, my loved ones. I use it to aid in supporting and healing skin health. I just love it. So let's jump right in because spirulina is a type of blue-green algae that you need in your life. I love the fact that it grows near fresh water. You're talking about lakes, ponds, and rivers. But it's been consumed for centuries, y'all. I mean, this is not new. People have been doing it for quite some time, and it's been used by various cultures from around the world. But really and truly, it is known for its nutritional and medicinal properties. So I want y'all to learn so much more about one of my favorite greens, spirulina. But spirulina also has a long history of uses in food sources and products and medicine, because it was a staple for the food for Aztecs and other Mesoamerican civilizations when they harvested it from the Lake Texcoco in Mexico. So spirulina has also been used by many people in Africa and the Chad region, where it's been dried into cakes and consumed for its high protein content. Isn't that something? Look at that. Getting your protein from greens. Can you believe it? Spirulina's got that punch. It can do that for you. But one of the most well-known uses of spirulina is its nutritional benefits, guys. It's rich in protein and vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, which makes it a valuable addition to your healthy diet. So spirulina is particularly high in protein because it contains all these essential amino acids, and it makes it a complete protein source for vegetarians and for vegans. So when people are like, are you a vegan? Where are you getting your protein? You can be like, oh, I'm getting it from spirulina. You didn't know? You should call her sometimes. She's magical and powerful. Okay? Get you a spoonful, take some capsules, and just Scotty beam me up to greatness because I really love the energy it gives personally. I really, really, really love it. But also know that spirulina is known for detoxifying and immune-boosting properties. It can remove toxins from the body, support your liver, and it's even going to strengthen your immune system. But it's got those antioxidant contents that help protect the body from all that damage from, you know, caused by those free radicals and that reduce inflammation. So you want to know that you've got that amazing benefit of not only being anti-inflammatory, but having anti-cancer properties. Because studies have shown that spirulina, guys, can also lower blood pressure and inhibit the growth of cancer cells. That's my favorite part. Just want y'all to know. That's why I take it every single day. Addicted to it. If you ever eat anything from me that's got enough color in it, I'm going to sprinkle some spirulina in there for your greatness, okay? I love it. I want everybody to have plenty of it in their day. So I want you to remember that you can incorporate spirulina into your daily routine. So whether you're dropping some of your smoothie, your juice, sprinkling in your favorite salad, you're putting it inside of, I don't know, you're eating a casserole or soup every single day. You can take some spirulina and you can do it at your convenience, morning or night. It's just the gift that keeps on giving. But before using spirulina medically, remember that you can consult with your white lab coats. Y'all know how I feel about this. Check with the people that take good care of you, aka the white lab coats, also known as doctors. Okay. Check with your medical professionals. Make sure you don't have an allergy, because when I tell you this beautiful green is so helpful. So a lot of the things that I love so much in life come from plants. And that's why I'm your plant pusher, pushing all the dopest plants on you, because I want to boost your immune system and strengthen it, reduce inflammation in your body, increase your overall well-being, increase digestion, and have you live a better life with a better mood and a better space. So this is Crystal. I am your plant pusher. And that's because I'm pushing dope plants on you every week, because that's what I do. And today, the spirulina is not going to be left on the nightstand. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.